Oh my God, it's the podcast time. The After Show Podcast. Hey.
After Show Podcast. What's up?
Brock and Hunter, welcome to it, the Plan B After Show Podcast. We do fact and opinion. We've been, unfortunately, we haven't done as many facts recently because we've been trailing off on other conversations.
Yeah, you know.
And there's no fact and opinion. I mean, Jesus.
Can we actually have one today, or are we just going to?
Yeah, I got some facts here. Let's do... how about this? Ooh, this is good. You like this. Michael Jordan still earns approximately $150 million a year from his Nike endorsements.
Oh, yeah.
Five times more than any other NBA star.
The Jordans, dude. It's Michael Jordan, dude. I'm telling you, he's beyond any athlete.
He's a billionaire, right? He's
oh yeah, he was the first athlete billionaire or something, or maybe not the first, but like at one point a few years back, we talked about he just surpassed $1 billion. Dude, Michael Jordan is on a level of his own. I mean, it's just beyond basketball. Could you imagine playing a sport and then just having like God status the rest of your life? Like God mode, dude. You know, you can do anything you want. You got all the money in the world. You walk around, people look. He's one of the guys that if I walk into a bar and I think about celebrities now, they don't have the effect on me like they did as a kid.
Yeah.
You know, like I looked up at celebrities like, oh my God, it'd be crazy to see it. More so now, I'm just like, eh, just regular people. Michael Jordan, though, if I walk into a bar and MJ is over there, dude, I'm sweating. I'm probably getting a little nervous. Like, dude, that's the guy. That's it really your heiress.
It is amazing when you think about and it's like, oh, is it too much? Like, oh, there's other, you know, like, oh, yeah. I mean, there are a lot of other great basketball players. But at that level, at the level that he played and what he accomplished, which I think, too, there are certain athletes. Like, let's go back to Dan Marino. Hell of a quarterback. Oh, yeah. Do you think Dan Marino could compete as well in this league? Or... go back to a baseball, Babe Ruth. Do you think Babe Ruth could compete at the same level now as he did back then?
I don't think so.
Michael Jordan is one of the, and again, not taking away anything from those athletes, but Michael Jordan's that kind of cat that if you were to put him in the league now, he would still be.
Oh, yeah. There. Oh, yeah. Yeah, especially if he was, you know, in the 90s Jordan.
That's what I mean. Like, take 1996 Michael Jordan and put him in today, he still would be better than I think anyone else.
Still be going to the championship.
You know what I mean?
He'd still be doing it. I'm telling you, dude, he was that good. And you know what? It was just like the greatest players of all time. Not only is he great, he makes everybody else around him great.
Yeah, you have to be. You have to be. You're not going to be on the team. You're not going to be on the team.
No, there's no time for anything. Dude, I guess he practiced, obviously. I don't know if you've ever watched Jordan documentaries or whatnot, but every practice, it's just like a game, dude. It is. We're here to get some things done, and that's what's happening.
That recent, 10-part docuseries?
Last Dance, dude. Awesome documentary.
Dude, it's unbelievable. Like, and you just forget, how huge of a
Way he walks, just the way his presence, he takes a room to his knees.
Yeah.
And dude, there's a photo of him. I was telling you about this recently. He started getting into fishing, like big charter fishing, you know, going on big tournaments and whatnot. Yeah. And it's just a picture of somebody posted on like Facebook, and it's Michael Jordan on the back of his boat. It says 23 on the side. And it's people, it's like a crew of like five guys rigging up his poles for him. And it's just the black silhouette of Michael Jordan because it's like in the sunset almost, and a big old cigar sticking out of his mouth with the basketball shorts on. And dude, you don't even have to like his silhouette. Like, that's Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have to tell me that's Michael Jordan. You look at the silhouette and you're like, dude, that's MJ. Like, I can tell. Like, he just has that presence, dude.
He's on a different level than so many people. And even not even just athletes, just in general, he is living an entirely different existence than 99.9999999% of the population.
2006, I had like a sit down, got to shake hands and talk with Magic Johnson, considerably one of the best basketball players that ever lived. Some people think is the greatest.
Yeah,
dude, I didn't, not no sweat.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, it was cool. It's Magic Johnson, dude. That's awesome. But dude, if it was Michael Jordan,
yeah,
whoo,
yeah,
I don't
different
know.
Level, man, different dude. Level. And the fact that he's still making $150 million a year, just that's just on his Nike
his shoes.
That's not including Hanes. That's not including the money he gets from Space Jam. That's not including, you know, the cards that he has, the gear, his jerseys. I mean, it's fucking nuts.
My sister was in Vegas, and he walked into a casino she was in. Obviously, she wasn't next to him, but watched him walk in, and he went right to a roulette table, threw $100,000 on 23 red. Boom. Of course, he didn't win. Walked away like nothing, dude. 100 G's, bro.
Dude. And that was nothing for him. That was literally nothing.
23 red just because.
Oh, my God. Dude. Yeah. I think about it.
And everybody that talks about him, too. I mean, he's kind of a dick. Obviously, you know, he was kind of a dick on the court, too. But
yeah,
anybody that talks about him, though, respects him. It's just like he's just even magic.
I was looking up crazy Michael Jordan stats.
Dude, there's a lot. It's always getting popped up on my Facebook, just highlights and.
Let's see. Michael Jordan is the only player to win NBA Defensive Player of the Year and average 30 points per game.
Mm-hmm.
That was 87-88.
Like, he was so good, dude, that he typically, like, athletes that, like, kill it back in the day, you tend to forget about, you know? Like, you don't really remember significant Barry Sanders plays. You know, like, hey, remember that one time where he went that way and then beat it around the outside? But Michael Jordan, dude, most people can be like, oh, yeah, remember that where he switched it to his left hand? Remember when he jumped from the free throw line? Remember when he hit that game-winning shot? Remember when he – dude, the guy's full of highlights.
He had a fever of 101, and he won the championship. It's like, Jesus Christ.
Dude, he scored – what did he score that night? Like 50 or something?
Dude, it's crazy. Yeah,
the flu game. It's a famous game.
Yeah, flu game. Like, literally should be on his deathbed, like a flu. And he just goes out there and crushes it. Just crushes it. Yeah.
You know what's crazy about that flu game?
What?
Real quick, though, about that flu game. He got a pizza delivered to him at like 1 a.m. the night before the game, which to me is like, damn, dude, you're scarfing down some pizza like at 1 a.m. the night before your big game. So he got food poisoning from that pizza.
Oh, was it really? See, that's, you know what kills me? If I eat a pizza at 1 o'clock in the morning, dude, it goes right to my ass. Like, it's not like
Michael Jordan eating a delivered pizza. Here's another conspiracy too, and it's in the Last Dance documentary. Is there's a conspiracy around the who are they playing at that time of the flu game? But the people that delivered the pizza knew it was getting delivered to Michael Jordan, and some people say that they purposely
gave him food poisoning,
spiked the pizza.
Really, I didn't know.
For that's sure. Crazy. Like, there was an investigation around it and shit. Yeah, it was kind of a big deal.
I didn't know that. That's nuts, man.
And yet, he still plays and scores, drops 60 on you.
Crushes it. He's like, good luck. Fucking on his deathbed, and he's still.
You're going to have to take him. You're going to have to take a leg or something, dude, to stop that, dude.
Again, he's on a whole different level. Yeah. I just say it to be that. And with the original starting fact of $150 million a year, still all these years removed. That's crazy.
I love MJ, man. I grew up watching MJ, and he's always been an idol, so.
Well, yeah, I think that's good. We put a bow on that. So Hunter apparently wants to sleep with Michael Jordan. So
yeah,
we
right. Yeah, take him off, man. Hey, you'd say the same about Aaron Rodgers.
Take off those mesh shorts, Jordan. We're gonna get this done.
All right. And can I keep him? Can I keep him afterwards?
Like, yeah, now I'm gonna keep it. Now you're getting creepy. All right. Well, that's gonna do it for Brock and Hunter in the After Show podcast. Thanks so much for hanging out. We'll see you next time with another fact and opinion. God knows what we're gonna talk about. Right. Later.